Until a few years ago, people did not know that some forms of cancer could be prevented. Now that they are aware, they want to know how to prevent them. This is a good trend, as I am seeing many people wanting to eagerly know about the measures that can help them reduce their cancer risk. I get emails, inquiries on social media, and even phone calls for cancer prevention tips. So I thought, why not make a podcast episode covering the most important cancer prevention tips. Greetings of the day, everyone. This is Dr. Murali Subramanian. I am a medical oncologist with almost 2 decades of experience in the field of medical oncology. Like I said before, today people are also aware that cancers are preventable. However, not many are aware of the right measures that can support cancer prevention. Cancer prevention demands little things from you, little things your body would appreciate, little things that would stop your cells from going crazy and becoming cancerous. First thing to do is to eat healthy. When I say healthy, most of the diet should contain fruits, vegetables, lentils, grains and millets. So any of these food with high nutritional value can help you in preventing cancers. Eating healthy helps in preventing the DNA damage caused due to free radicals and other carcinogens. Keeping yourself physically active also becomes extremely important. Consider exercising at least 3 times a week. Once in a while, you can take stairs, a quick walk after your lunch or dinner. This will help. This will help in a long way in preventing and reducing the risk of cancer. Next thing is to sleep sufficiently. Sleep regulates a lot of body functions which are necessary to keep you healthy. Study shows that getting less than 6 hours sleep in a day can increase one's cancer risk. Get vaccinated to prevent cancer. Today, there are few vaccines which can be taken which prevents cancer. Notably amongst them, the human papillomavirus vaccine, that is the HPV vaccine against the cervical cancers, and the hepatitis B virus against chronic liver disease and liver cancers. Now let's move on to the things that you should quit or avoid. Here is a quick list of things you should forego to prevent cancer. Smoking and excess alcohol consumption should be definitely avoided. Consumption of red meat and processed meat. Regular intake of fast foods. Sleep deprivation. Extreme stress. These are all the things that one should be away from. In addition, one should know what is their genetic risk. If there are any members in their family who are already affected with cancer, so in that case, they should meet the oncologist and try to understand their risk of getting the same or a similar cancer. So these were some really simple tips, weren't they? We have almost reached to the end of this podcast, but there is only one thing you all must know. There is no measure that can make cancers 100% preventable. So along with the following, all these measures, it is important for you to be mindful of any symptom that lasts for more than 2 weeks. This helps in early detection and timely treatment of the condition. And that was all you had to know about cancer prevention. I will soon be back with another interesting episode around preventing and managing cancers. Until then, this is Dr. Murali Subramanian signing off.